This is the Stinking Truth.
The Super Bowl rematch, let's jump right into that one, was San Francisco and Kansas City. I know you can't make up for a Super Bowl loss in one regular season game, but doesn't it feel like this matters more to San Francisco when it comes to proving themselves against Kansas City?
100%. And, you know, you think about this, it's a matchup of two elite like sides of the ball. And that is San Francisco's offense, but it's not Kansas City's offense. It's Kansas City's defense. Like when you think about Kansas City, you don't think necessarily, oh, elite level defense, right, and a struggling offense because of all the injuries and all the different things that have gone on. But in the bad picks that Patrick Mahomes has thrown, but that's exactly what it is. This is an elite level defense for Kansas City. And, you know, it's really interesting, Mike, because I think Brock Purdy is playing himself. He's like last year, he was a front runner for the MVP right up until he played that Christmas game against Baltimore where he threw a bunch of picks and, you know, Baltimore blew out San Francisco and all of a sudden it just kind of tumbled apart right toward the end of the season. But right now he's still playing at that kind of quote unquote MVP level or close to it. You know, not that anybody's talking about it. And he's done that without Christian McCaffrey. And so I was digging yesterday, just kind of the Christian McCaffrey effect, because a lot of people were telling me or reaching out to me saying, hey, listen, you know, their run game is still really good. Their run game, you know, with Jordan Mason, he may not play on Sunday, but Jordan Mason's been really good. They really haven't lost anything there. And I started thinking about it. I go, well, what do you lose when you lose a Christian McCaffrey? Obviously, the guy is a dynamic player. But I went back and just looked at the Super Bowl. How many catches do you think Christian McCaffrey had at the Super Bowl?
Oh, I was going to say at least seven, eight.
He had eight catches for 80 yards in a TD.
That's
how many does Jordan Mason have on the season? Six games.
Seven, eight.
Eight catches for 75 yards. Now, here's the rub. Christian McCaffrey in the Super Bowl had a catch from outside the numbers, had a catch in the slot, had a catch out of the backfield, run a little option route, had a catch out of the backfield where they motioned him out and then caught it. Like Christian McCaffrey, what he does in the passing game, when he gets outside of the, you know, of the box, if you will, or of the backfield, when he gets out there, he becomes a wide receiver. He can run any route out there in the route tree of a wide receiver. If you want to run a go, he can run a go. You want to run a post, he can run a post. You want to run a comeback, he can run a comeback. You want to run a deep dig, like our slant, he can do all those things. They don't use any of their other backs in that way because their other backs can't do that. So Jordan Mason has eight catches on the season. All eight of those catches, I went back and looked at every catch, I went back and looked at every play. All eight of those catches come out of the backfield where he releases either on the outside, just outside the tackle, runs a little Texas route or an option that Chris McCaffrey does that, or he releases, like I call it, catch. At West Coast offense, check B. So meaning you're going through the B gap, you're checking in protection, and then you're releasing, and a lot of times you just turn around, right? You're just there, like a hitch. And so those are all of his catches this year. All eight of them are releasing out of the backfield from the backfield. So they can't use him as a weapon. So how does that affect you as an offense? Well, all of a sudden, that matchup issue that you get with Christian McCaffrey outside the numbers or in the slot, you can't run that. So as a defense, you don't have to prepare for that, right? That's it. That's a moment in time where you have to spend, let's call it 20% of your assets and your study time and your preparation time in practice. You have to work on that stuff. Well, you don't have to work on that stuff with Jordan Mason in the backfield or any of the other running backs in the backfield. So it takes that away. And then the other thing that you'll notice is that all of a sudden that becomes a non-factor in the red zone. And if you look at San Francisco, what they did in the red zone last year versus what they're doing this year, it's a significant difference. They're struggling in the red zone compared to last year. So just the Christian McCaffrey effect, even though the rushing totals are not much different, it's those totals in the red zone, the catching the ball in different positions that are real different. And I would say this, if I'm San Francisco, and I know they had, you know, I know they probably still a little bit, you know, a little bit, I don't know, hesitant to run their quarterback because of what happened to Trey Lance. And not that Trey Lance was going to be the answer anyhow, because I don't think he was. But I would love, in the red zone, to see Brock Purdy get some more opportunities running the football. The zone read stuff where you fake it in the belly of the running back, and then you pull the ball if the defensive end pinches down and you get to the edge. Now, one thing that Trey Lance did a lot was he ran a bunch of inside, like, quarterback power, quarterback counter, inside running plays. That's where he broke his ankle, where he fractured or broke his ankle. So I think that's one of the things that you're going to have to see if you can operate and use Brock Purdy and his athleticism a little bit more down in the red zone to increase your red zone scoring touchdown numbers. So that'll be interesting to me to see exactly if they can do that.
On the other side of it, Kansas City, undefeated, rolling along, all's good with the Chiefs, right? But do style points matter? Like, they're winning, they're undefeated, but their average margin of victory is only 5-6 points. How they're winning, does that cause any concerns for you?
Well, sure, Mike. I mean, I think ultimately, defensively, we know they're playing really good football, right? And Steve Spagnuolo is a tremendous defensive coordinator, and they've made great adjustments in game. And so they have really become one of the best defenses in football. But certainly you would look at their offense, their lack of production on the offensive side of the ball. You know, in their running game right now, Kansas City right now has 6 explosive runs, 10-plus yard runs on the season. That's the lowest total in the National Football League of explosive runs. And 2 of those explosive runs come on quarterback scrambles. So they have had 4 explosive runs, 10-plus yard runs, in 5 games. They had the bye week. They're coming off the bye week. In 5 games, they've had 4 explosive runs from running backs. And one of those explosive runs, by the way, was in the first game of the season when Xavier Worthy took the reverse and scored 20-plus yards against Baltimore. So, like, that's a concern. You know, Travis Kelce got off to a really slow start. They've targeted him more lately. So that has become kind of a, you know, that's become a kind of feather in the cap, if you will, for Travis and that offense. But still, wide receiver position, they're still developing guys. You know, Xavier Worthy, is he going to become their go-to guy? I don't know. You know, Juju Smith-Schuster really bounced out last week and was really good. But, like, there's a concern there. And then, probably, when you look at Mahomes, he's probably thrown more bad-looking picks this year than he has at any other time that we can remember during the course of his, you know, unbelievable, illustrious career, if you will. So, yeah, there's a lot of question marks going in to this game. And yet, the thing about Kansas City, be it offensively or defensively, Mike, that blows me away, and the reason it's really hard to pick against them, is in critical moments, they have this confidence about them in critical moments when things get tough, man. They just seem to be able to make a play, whether it's offensively, their quarterback making a play, whether it's defensively, they seem to be able to make a play in critical moments that wins them a football game. And we have seen it 3 or 4 times this season to win football games.
Knowing how to win, it's a very elusive, hard to find trait there for sports teams, trying to find that understanding of what it takes. The Chiefs certainly know how to win.